Wednesday night, or Lehei Kislev, we're doing Shmaitza. So we finished the first parak. What? Wow. I said Tachanun today.
Today wasn't your day.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. I'm sorry.
I heard a member in the middle of Big Tom talking that had he been alive during the war.
Then what?
Things might have been different. I heard as a member, I forget who, a member of Big Tom talking from one of the universities of America. Anyway, kids are good.
It's a ridiculous thing to say, so I hope no one said it. No, that's important. It's a ridiculous thing to say. It's ridiculous to say. I didn't say that it's a ridiculous thing to say, I said. It's like saying if it's raining outside and saying, oh, if it would have been a little colder, it would be snowing. Hashem doesn't want it to snow. He wants it to rain.
It's just a statement of greatness. It doesn't mean anything about history. It's just saying,
okay, so
his mom is an immense.
I got a better way to say it than to say something silly. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham and a great person. You could say, what do you have to say something silly for?
There are a number of great.
No, you could say it.
During World War II.
I'm telling you something. I want to tell you. It's a silly thing to say.
There's a chazan that says that the tzaddikim out before he does brings brachah.
Right.
Also says the tzaddikim, when he keeps the tzaddikim true, they're not.
Okay, I give up. Yeah, I give up. So we're up to the Perek Beis. We're in synopsis week. Well, synopsis 2 weeks. And, Sunday night. We're not learning Sunday night. It's only Wednesday night, but I'm giving you a fair warning. Okay, so we're in synopsis. What did we learn in Perek Aleph? What were the Shmaitzes? Let's try to make a synopsis of the synopsis. What did the Shemaitah teach us in Perek Aleph? What did we learn in Perek Aleph? It was very nice, Perek Aleph. What did we learn? What did you walk away smarter after Perek Aleph than you were before you learned Perek Aleph? Okay. He said a few things. He said Cheskos HaGuf. He was Machadesh that Cheskos HaGuf is... Cheskos HaGuf could be Metaher Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid. That's a big Kiddush. We know that, well, obviously, so Victuma Bishus Ayachid, let me yell at somebody. Hello? Yes, you'll have to call me after 9:30, please. I'm in the middle of Shir. Okay. Cheskos. What do people think I do at 8:30? Like, I'm here like 8 years already. What am I doing at 8:20? Okay. It means he's never here. He's like oblivious to what's going on in the shul at 8:20, 8:24. Should I tell him that when he pulls back?
Pulls back up.
Cheskos, I mean. We all know that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveikol Tomei, that's like, that's a foundational din. It's learned out from Sota, that's the whole Shmaitza Aleph talked about that. And part of the point of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveikol Tomei is that Chazakah doesn't help you. Chazakah doesn't help you. Just like Sofik Tumah, the source din, which is the Sota, Sofik Sota, B'Shus HaYochid, so she's Tomei, she's also Misafek, so her Cheskas Heter doesn't help her, so Chazakah doesn't help you. That's like, that's why even according to the Rambam, even according to the Rambam, it's also, and even if you hold it's also, And even if you also have a geraisa l'chumra, so what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even makom chazaka.
What does she have?
Cheskus heter.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? Cheskus heter l'bayla. She's becheskus heter. You don't know she became osur, you have a suffix. So she's becheskus heter. The status quo is that she's mutter. So the din of chazaka is that until you know that the status quo changed, until you know it changed, so you can assume it did not change. Okay? It's not a raya, but it's a din. That you follow chazaka. The Torah allows you to follow the chazaka.
Cheskes heter and cheskes tahar would be equivalent strength?
Yeah. Yeah. A cheskes din. The Shemaitzah calls them a cheskes din. As opposed to cheskes haguf, that's what we explained. The reason cheskes haguf is stronger than other chazakas is because the others are, well, the Shemaitzah doesn't really explain why it's stronger. We explain perhaps why it's stronger, but the Shemaitzah's label for them is different. Cheskes haguf refers to a reality, and cheskes din refers to something's din. And therefore, we explain that that's perhaps why it's stronger, because it addresses the facts of the suffix. The Cheskes Din never addresses the facts of the suffix. Cheskes Heter doesn't address whether or not she committed adultery. It's just Cheskes Heter, right? But Cheskes Aguf addresses that there's no mum. So it addresses the reality. So the Shmaitzah's Mechadish that Cheskes Aguf can be Metaher, so to speak, or be Matir, or Metaher, Sofik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid, Matir, Sofik, yeah. Matir, Sofik, what?
A husband give his wife Kinyan Stira just after Erusin, before Nesilin?
No. That's where you learn how Gilgul Shvuah from, that when he does it, he can make her swear about Shas Erusin also. But Erusin, not. Okay.
This last thing the Rav said is learned from Nida? That Cheskes Tahar?
That Sovik Tumah B'Shus Yochid Tzvekel Tomei is even B'Mokom Chazok is learned out from Sota.
No, but the Cheskes Tahar could turn it around.
It doesn't. It can't.
I mean, the Cheskes Guf. No,
that's the Shmaitzah's Mechadish that.
He got that from Nida?
He got it. He answers questions with it. Why it would be good, because since Cheskes Aguf is stronger than other chazakas, so you only know that other chazakas don't help Sofik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid if they're a Cheskes, or Sofik Sota if they're a Cheskes Din. But if you have a stronger chazaka, so that you don't have a source that it does not help Sofik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid. So if you have the equivalent of a Cheskes, and that's the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah in the Goyim. When you have the Sofik Nega, or the Nega that's Sofik Tomei, right? You don't know if the Beheris was Kodmo the Seir Lovon, or the Seir Lovon was Kodmo the Beheris. And Rabbi Yeshua's Metayer, and the Marsha wants to know, why don't you say, if it's in Rishus HaYochid, that's Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid Sveiko Tomei? So the Shmaitzah has a Teretz, because there's a Cheskes Aguf. Now, this is a chiddush in itself. You know, it's like a synopsis of... Are we going to have to get a synopsis of the synopsis of the synopsis? I want you to realize the chiddush Pesach. Because you could say that it's a Cheskes Din. So we said, no, we explained the other day that Nega is a mum. Nega is a pagam in the guf. It's a flaw in the guf. And therefore, when you're saying a chazaka, that the person does not have a Nega, you're going beyond the Cheskes Taira, and you're dealing with Cheskes Haguf, that the person's guf is not flawed. Tosis learns that the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, in Rabbi Yeshua by Negoyim, the Gemara obviously holds that, the Gemara in Hamadir, the Fayin Hay, holds that Rabbi Yeshua is like a, shows you the strength. Rabbi Yeshua's din shows you the koach of Cheskes Haguf. Taisa says, because it's talking about the guy really doesn't have a Cheskes Taira, because he's Tomei from a different Nega, and it's Machzik in Me'issa Le'issar, a whole Balagan, and therefore you see, wow, Cheskes Haguf is so strong. But the Shmaitzah doesn't hold of that. was arguing with Tyson, so to speak. I mean, he holds other Rishonim holds. Ein machzik in me'isal iser, although he doesn't go into it here. He goes into it in Shmaitza Hay. But therefore, he has to look for a different terrace of Pshat in the Gemara. What is the Gemara proving from Rishon HaGoyim? How is the, what is the Gemara looking for? It's looking that Cheskes HaGuf is so strong. So where do you see it so strong? So he says, because it takes care of something Tumah Bishus HaYachid, where otherwise you would say Sveiko Tome. Okay, now we're up to that's really the Chiddush in Perek Aleph. That's really what Perek Aleph's about. That's the Chiddush in Perek Aleph. That's the Chiddush of Perek Aleph. Now we're up to Perek Beis.
It's also the Marsha's you're saying tonight.
What?
It's also the Marsha's you're saying tonight. Marsha. Rav just mentioned the Marsha.
If he would have been alive in World War II. What do you do? You don't say Tachanun? Like,
No.
The guys that don't say...
I read the Luach, that's all.
Yeah, but usually it's the people that don't say Tachanun that they're up on the yard sites. Especially Thursday, like everybody's on into Thursday. Whose yard site is today? What? Mars is a bris, right? It's Hashem.
Just from a curiosity perspective, Cheskes Mammon, is that still though considered a Cheskes Din?
No, Cheskes Mammon has a unique status, and that's why even Cheskes Aguf, we're in Rabbi Yeshua now. Cheskes Aguf is not even does not Motzi Mammon. That's what I told you. Cheskes Mammon is its own unique status. Because it doesn't work with the same dynamic that we say nothing changed, or it says you have the money. I'm also mechaver levaraya. It's also a type of chazaka because it doesn't tell us. There's no proof involved, and it says it's sort of like a status quo psak, where it says if the money's in your pocket, it stays there.
But unlike Cheskes Aguf, it still doesn't address
the fact. Cheskes Mammon is like, that's for sure. It doesn't address the fact, but on the other hand, it's its own unique status. It doesn't even address the suffix. It's like above the suffix. It's above the suffix. It says, very nice, you have a suffix. I'm very proud of you. It's very cute, very nice. But in order to be Motzi Mammon, you have to have a raya. So I'm unaffected by your suffix. It doesn't paskin the suffix, really. It's above it all. I mean, we could talk a lot about it, and it's kashur. It's kashur to Tafakayin, Ein Motziin Miyado, or Tafakayin Motziin Miyado. It's kosher with a lot of things. Cheskes Mammon is a davar b'fnei atzmo. Kuntzus HaSveikus wrote a sefer about Cheskes Mammon. One of the Sharim and Rav Shimon is about Cheskes Mammon. Machlokes Katzayis Nesivos. There's a lot to talk. I don't want to get sidetracked.
Maybe at another time we can do a
If you want, when we finish Maitza in a couple of years. You can learn Kuntzus HaSveikus. It's a wonderful thing to learn. It's written by the Ktsois's brother. And it's all about Cheskes Mammon and the different permutations and variations of Cheskes Mammon. Rav Abba has a couple shiurim on Cheskes Mammon. What? Rav Abba has a couple shiurim on Cheskes Mammon. Cheskes Mammon is a thing. It really is a very unique kind of chazaka. But you made a good point. That in one curious way, Cheskes HaGuf does something that even Cheskes Mammon does not do, and this is why the Pnei Yeshua Shita is that Pshat and Rama Gamliel is that Cheskes HaGuf can be Motzi Mammon. That's a Pnei Yeshua Shita, but it's a Shita's Yachid. It's not the normative Pshat and all the Gemaras. The Gemara seems to say not like the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah, the Pnei Yeshua holds Cheskes HaGuf could be Motzi Mammon. I mean, that Rabbi Gamliel holds like that. There is something, Cheskes HaGuf, there is that point that Cheskes HaGuf, but I mean, an Eid Echad coming along and saying what happened is also addressing the facts of the case. But an Eid Echad can't be Motzi Mammon. It just doesn't have enough koach to break through the Cheskes Mammon. So the fact that it addresses the case doesn't necessarily mean it could be Motzi Mammon. you have to have a certain level of koach, of nemonus. Okay, so that was the Shmaitz and Perek Aleph. The Shmaitz and Perek Beis returns to Tosis on the Vayenheim and Beis in Ksubis, who asks Akasha. It's a funny, Tosis asks Akasha like in a roundabout way, sort of. Instead of asking, he could have asked Akasha Lechoira on Rama Gamliel directly, because Rama Gamliel does follow the Cheskes Aguf in his case. Right, in the case of Ksubis, Tosis Beis, you marry a woman, you want to get out of the ksuba, and the woman wants the ksuba. So Rabbi Shua says she's not believed. The Baal wins because of his cheskes mamon. And the Gemara goes through all this technical stuff just to say that, you know, if not for the cheskes mamon, so even Rabbi Shua agrees that cheskes aguf is so powerful. And that's what we prove from the Goyim, and we go through all of that. So Tosis asks, Tosis has a very interesting question. Why, what are you saying? If not for the Cheskes Mamon, Cheskes Aguf would be very strong. So Tosis, I don't know why, it's two against one. In the Hanami, the woman has Cheskes Aguf going for her, but there are two things mitigating against her. You have a cheskas pnuya, right? When mesupik, if she ever became an eishes ish, very important way to say it. I can't stress it enough. Not even mesupik if she is an eishes ish. Mesupik if she ever became an eishes ish. So you have a cheskas pnuya, and you have something called hare mumim lufanecha. You have in front of you, she has a mum. Maybe it's called chazaka dahashta. You see a reisa in the Cheskes Aguf. So it's two against one. Where does Tosis come up with this? Why doesn't Tosis straightforwardly ask it on Rama Gamliel? Like, why does he ask it, oh, if not for the Cheskes Mamon, then Rabbi Shua would follow the Cheskes Aguf. Why it's two against one? Because his teretz is poshut according to Rama Gamliel. The chiddush of his teretz is that his teretz is true, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. So he didn't even bother asking it according to Rabbi Gamliel, as we'll see in a second.
The aguf isn't really used up. In other words, if you're two against one,
the two against one wins. Where did Tosis get this idea that two against one wins? From neither the base of the base, the mikvah. The mikvah has a cheskas kashrus. But still, if there's a suffix, and but now we see it's only 39 saw, not 40. So the things are treated as tame. Why? At the end of the day, the Gemara says, we follow the cheskas tum with mesupik. When did the mikvah become posel? When did the mikvah become chaser? When did it dip below, no pun intended, when did it dip below 40 saw? And therefore the man did not dip below 40 saw. Because the mikveh did dip below 40 saw. So you have a cheskas tumah of all the things that you put into the mikveh. And hari chaser lefanecha, you see it as 39 saw. So the Gemara Nida says that wins. So why here, why would you follow cheskas aguf if not for the cheskas mamon? So Tosis answers that Cheskes Aguf is so strong, this is part of the point, that it wipes away the Cheskes Pnuya. And the Cheskes Pnuya doesn't count. It doesn't, it's not two against one. The Cheskes Pnuya is blown away. Maybe because of the reason we said, the Cheskes Aguf addresses the facts of the case, so we don't care about Cheskes Pnuya, which is what Cheskes did. The Shmaitza at the end of Perek Beis says what we're all familiar with already, that I'm sorry. So Tosis says it blows it away.
What?
Hare mum lefanecha. Hare be'ula lefanecha.
Why the Cheskes Aguf doesn't go against that?
What?
Why the Cheskes Aguf does not?
It does, but it's two against one. That was Tosis' question.
Now we're saying that what's the Tosis is.
The answer is that the Cheskes Pnuya doesn't count. So the Cheskas HaGuf, a Chazok of the Meikar is always stronger than a Chazok of the Hashna. Cheskas HaGuf is stronger than Hari Mungu Fanecha. That's always, anytime you have a Chazoka, is even though there's a Reyes, so even though the you know it changed, but you say it didn't change till you know it changed. Yeah. A component, that's Tosfos Teretz. You have to then say, the Shmaitzer explains at the end of the Perek, that the mikveh is not called a Cheskas HaGuf. You see, Pesach, this is a big shiloh. When you say a mikveh is b'cheskas kashrus, so you could take it as a Cheskas HaGuf, just like a mum in a person. You're not talking about, it's called a Cheskas HaGuf. The guf is sholem. So you assume it's Shalem until you know for sure that the mum happened and the body became flawed. One could say, and some Rishonim do say, that the chazaka of the mikvah to maintain its kashrus, because it's 40 saw, and now we see it's 39 and we don't know when it became 39, one could refer to that as a cheskas haguf, that the mikvah is unflawed. Obviously that doesn't work. Then Tosfos doesn't work, because the Gemara does say the two against one by the mikvah, and Tosfos says by Cheskas HaGuf you don't say two against one, because the Cheskas HaGuf blows away. In this case you would say that if it was a Cheskas HaGuf, you'd say the Cheskas HaGuf blows away the Cheskas Tumah of the items, but you don't say that. Tosfos needs a teretz, and need the Dav Beis is different. So you see, says the Shmaitzer, that a little more water, a little less water, is not a cheskas haguf of the mikvah. It's not a cheskas haguf of the mikvah. It's a cheskas din. The mikvah's kosher. That's a din. Is it kosher or is it pasul? Does it affect tahara or does it not affect tahara? So that's a cheskas din, not a cheskas haguf. Now you might say it's a little arbitrary, but it's not. You have to think. There's a nega in a person. Is a cheskas haguf, not a cheskas din, is he tomei or not? But it's a cheskas haguf because a nega in a person is a mum. But how much water in the mikvah is only a cheskas din, it's not a cheskas haguf.
It's only mum if it's tomei. It's the same mum.
Yeah, that's another yisod. We spoke that out. Yeah, okay.
No, I'm just saying.
That's not the point now. But yeah, you're right. That's what we talked about the other day. That it's interesting that it's mumkeit. Its quality as a mum is dependent on its being tamei, and if the white hairs came first where it's tohar, then even though his skin has the same white splotch, but it's not called a mum. But that's that. You know, we can understand that. It's not an illogical thing to say. The point here is that the mikvah being 40 or 39 saw is called a cheskas din. While the person having a nega, it's called the cheskas haguf.
Why is svar should the cheskas din be weaker than the cheskas
haguf? We just said why, because the cheskas haguf addresses the reality, and the cheskas din does not. You're not listening. We said that 10 minutes ago.
No, it tells you how to pask him when you don't know what to do. The
cheskas haguf addresses the issue. Cheskas din does not address the issue.
The water. More or less water, that's pretty physical thing.
But it's not called a mum. There is no cheskas haguf. It doesn't exist. It's not true. If it rained today, so that's not a cheskas haguf of the earth. To be a cheskas haguf, you have to have a flaw, a lack of shleimus in the guf. So you say there's a cheskas haguf to say a woman's not sick. Didn't become a nida, it's even maybe a cheskas haguf. The reason it's not is because it's a natural condition. So there's no cheskas haguf that she's not a nida.
It's only called a flaw, but it's a legal flaw. Otherwise, we don't consider it a flaw.
No, it's not. I don't know what you mean by the word legal. The mum that the mum on the fayin hay and the hamadir, we're talking about a mum. We're talking about a flaw. We're talking about something, a mum, a physical mum. It's mevatel the kedusha. So that's why we want to know when it came. Al-Kaponim, so that's Tosfos Teretz. So the Shmaitzer asks a kasha on Tosfos from the Gemara about you taking truma from Yayin, and lo and behold, one day it's not Yayin, it's Chaimetz, and you don't know when it became Chaimetz, when it soured. Now the Gemara there says that in a certain time frame, it's a suffix, and you have to treat it like a suffix. And any truma that you fixed up, any tevel, I should say, that you fixed up because you took truma from this yayin, is to be treated as suffix tevel. And the Gemara wants to know why it's treated as suffix, whereas by the mikveh it's treated as vadai. Because by the yayin you also have the same dynamic. You have the cheskus tevel of the tevel, then you have the chazaka that the yayin is yayin, but you have harei chometz lefanecha. So harei chometz lefanecha matches up to the mikveh's harei chaser lefanecha. The cheskus tumah of the people matches up to the cheskus tevel of the tevel that you're trying to be mesaken. The cheskus, you assume it's yayin until you know it became chometz. It's just like you assume the mikveh had 40 saw until you know it dipped to 39. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? So the Gemara answers that there is no difference. It's a machlokas Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Rabbanan hold it's vaday tame because of the two against one, the tarte l'reyosa. They combine harei chaser lefanecha with the cheskas tuma. But Rav Shimon doesn't combine the harei chometz lefanecha, the harei chometz lefanecha with the cheskas tevel, and therefore it remains a suffix. Okay. But the Shmaitzer asks a kasha on Tosfos, the cheskus yayin is a cheskus aguf. To say that it is wine and it was wine and it stayed wine until such time that you know it was no longer wine is a cheskus aguf. So then Tosfos said to Yesod that by cheskus aguf you don't stand for this two against one nonsense. Because the cheskus aguf blows away the cheskus din that's menageded. So why don't you say the same thing here? The cheskus aguf of the ayin blows away the cheskus tevel. And we don't say maybe it was tevel. We don't look at that possibility anymore. Tosfos said to Yesod that by cheskus aguf you don't say tartel reyosah. That's Tosfos' Yesod. That's not the Shmaitz's Yesod. That's Tosfos' Yesod. Schweitz is asking, so why doesn't it apply over there? Why by the Yayin do we, yes, deal with two against one? So the Schweitz answers a very simple teretz. He explains to Gemara that when Yayin becomes Chometz, there was always, the flaw was already always there. The flaw in the Yayin that changed, that made it become Chometz, or that allowed it to become Chometz, was there the whole time. So therefore it's not a cheskus aguf. The yayin was never unflawed.
So is he saying that?
Wait. The yayin was always unflawed. So therefore the chazaka the yayin has is a cheskus din. That you could be mesaken tevel of yayin with it. So that you're allowed to do. You can be mesaken yayin of tevel, but that's a cheskus din. It's not really a cheskus aguf. There's a lumdish point. Cheskus aguf would mean we're directly addressing the issue of yayin or chaymetz. We're saying it has a chazok of yayin. The Tosfos is saying there is no such chazok because the chometz koach is there already, and it's just a question of when it's going to happen. So that the chazok can't tell you.
So why can't they say that about a nega potentially?
That the person's body
has potential energy, for lack of any other
word. Chalani, but there's a cheskus aguf. You don't have a nega. But the yayin was always chometz by a degradable. There was something wrong with the yayin. Maybe there was too much sun on the grapes. It didn't fertilize enough. The grapes produced yayin that becomes chometz. So the Shmaitzer's chiddush is that there was always something wrong with this chometz. So So you never have a chesed, so you don't have a cheskes hagvurah. All you have is the equivalent of a cheskes hadin, saying you can make the yayin into truma, because it still smells like wine, it looks like wine, and we think it's wine, until that actually becomes chometz.
So work for
that's called a cheskes din.
But why is it, how do we know when it works for truma?
What?
How do we know when it works and din for cheskes truma? How do we know? Because it, what, looks, smells, tastes like wine, right?
Yeah.
Look, smells.
Smells.
Smell, taste. So why is that not? That's just goofy. You're supposed to say it was there all the time. Very nice. Well, the mice, it changed.
That's the mice's point. You're just saying, but maybe not like that. The mice's point is that even though it looks and tastes and smells like wine, but if it turns into chometz, then the floor was always there. And if the floor was always there, then you can't use cheskes hagvurah to determine when it sprang out. It was always there.
Never, it should, all the tevel should, it should all be tevel retroactively.
No, you could take truma from yayin that's flawed and going to become chometz. As long as right now it tastes, smells, and looks like wine, so you could take truma from it.
Perfect.
Now at some point it became mamish chometz.
It's the same.
Okay, we'll stop. We'll continue tomorrow with